Welcome to Planet 2.0 Radio.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is your host, Darren, on the air. And we've also got one of my best friends, Zach. How you doing, Zach?
Yo, Darren, I'm doing pretty fantastic. Again, nice long work week, the sales week, and now I get to give my voice about great topics going on in the world.
That's always great. So, guys, every podcast is about anything and everything you can possibly think of and things that your mind hasn't even touched before. So, this week's podcast is going to be about Boy Scouts.
The greatest organization in the world.
Yes. And Zach has actually had been doing Boy Scouts for quite a while. And
you know how long I did it? Counting Cub Scouts, which is the thing you do before you become Boy Scouts. 10 years.
10 years.
10 years of my life I was in the Scouts. And greatest time of my life.
I think that's almost as long as I've been training martial arts.
Yeah. Actually, no. I thought you'd been doing it like 15 years.
Something like that. Maybe 15.
15, yeah. 20. No. Not 20 years because you're like 25 because you have to start at 5 years old. But
yeah.
You know, I thought you'd been doing it like 11, 12, 14 years. Yeah. And, you know, 10 years, that was how long I was in Scouts for. It was awesome.
It's a huge commitment.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's you got to be really determined. You got to be like, I want to be an Eagle Scout. I want to do this. I want it on my resume. You got to be really determined to become Eagle.
Yeah. The thing about Eagle Scouts is that it changes you because you have... What ages do you have
to be? Okay. You start in Scouts at 11 years old and you have till 18 or 3 months after you're 18 to get Eagle. So you have 7 long years to get that rank of Eagle. Now, you know, it takes a little while. Now, like me, I don't procrastinate. You know that about me, Darren. You know, when I get an assignment, it's like I'm getting it done on the day. But it took me 5 years to become Eagle Scout because, you know, there's certain ranks. There's about, you know, 6 ranks, you know, and, you know, the first 3 ranks you can get in a year because it's just certain requirements. You have to do certain knots, like the square knot, or learn first aid, or how to set up a tent, or cook on a stove, or how to set up a fire. You know, just little small assignments, little small requirements you have to do, and then you got the rank. But when you become first class, which is the 3rd rank, to become an Eagle, you know, that's where it starts taking a while because you have to be, you know, become a star. You got to be a first class for 4 months, and then you got to hold down a leadership position. You got to hold that down for a term. So, you know, Scouts is like school where it goes from fall to spring. So if you have a leadership position, you start in August and it finishes till December. Actually, elections are in January. So it goes all the way to January. So you have that for 4 months, and you have to be, you know, first class for 4 months, and then when you go for Life Scout, which is the rank before Eagle, you have to be a Star Scout for, you know, 6 months, and then you have to get the merit badges, and then you have to help out people with their Eagle Scout projects. So you got to get leadership hours. So yeah, it you don't want to procrastinate, but I'm gonna tell you, it takes a little while because you have to do certain requirements, you have to get a lot of merit badges, and you just got to be really determined. That's the big thing. You got to be really determined to become Eagle.
Yeah, I think that's not only with Eagle, with Boy Scouts in general. I think that's everything you have to be determined. But also, I was into Boy Scouts when I was younger. I think because one of my cousins was in Boy Scouts, and he was in Cub Scouts at that time, and my dad was like, "Oh, you should join him too."
Yeah. So to give it a try.
So I ended up doing it for maybe like 3 or 4 months, because I was in. I think I'm a year or two older than my cousin. I was a year older than my cousin. And every time I ended up arriving to the meeting.
Actually, Cub Scouts called pack meetings, so you had the pack meetings.
The pack meeting. My group wasn't there.
They were not holding up their end of the bargain.
They weren't. And I ended up going with my cousin instead. So I was in a group, younger group than what I was supposed to be in. And it really didn't get to me. But, you know, for some people, like my grandfather, he was a Boy Scout.
Yeah.
I think he might have gone his Eagle Scout, and like the Boy Scout motto is
be prepared
for everything.
It helps you be prepared.
Yeah,
it helps you get ahead. Now, To be honest with you, Darren, about Boy Scouts is I feel like it just changed me for the better. I feel like I matured more. Mm-hmm. I feel like I learned how to multitask. You know, for instance, like I was telling you about the leadership positions, I learned how to be a leader. For instance, one of the positions I had was a patrol leader, which I was a leader of patrol. Like in Boy Scouts, you're broken up into different patrols. You know, there's a patrol for the new scouts, and there's, you know, a patrol for the leaders, a patrol for this patrol and that patrol. And I was a patrol leader, and I had to be the leader of my patrol. So, you know, instance, there's a camp out coming up, I had to let everybody know about it. Or if there's, you know, a meeting coming up, I had to let them know what's going on. Or if we had any ideas, I had to come up with it, you know. So, you know, that's one position I did. And then, you know, troop guide, which is helping, you know, the new scouts. So I learned how, you know, help younger scouts achieve, get more advanced and be more mature in scouts and learn new things and teach them things. I just feel like it matured me, and I feel like it helped me be determined and set goals. That's the big thing. It helps you set goals. It's like, you want to become Eagle, here's the certain requirements you got to do, and then boom, go for it.
I think it's great because, you know, like Zach said, it also teaches you survival tactics. Yeah. Of, I think, surviving in the wild.
Well, you know, it teaches how to survive in the outdoors.
Yeah.
How to set up a tent, mm-hmm. how to cook on a stove, how to build a fire. Heck, it teaches you first aid. So if you see somebody bleeding and you don't have a first aid kit with you, you can go in the woods and get something to hoon the wheel and stuff.
I mean,
unbelievable stuff. It teaches you everything.
I think it's great because it kind of goes back to our roots as humans. I mean, even though
survival of the fittest.
Survival of the fittest. Because what if something happened to the system and we had to become survivalists?
Well, and another thing it teaches the outdoors is how to use a compass. Because everything these days is a dang GPS.
It's great.
And heck, you're in the outdoors, you're not going to have a GPS because there's no electricity. So you got that compass there where it can tell you how to go from here, how to go this direction and that direction.
Yeah.
So it teaches you how to use a compass. I mean, just the thing about Scouts, the reason I was able to do well with it, and I loved it so much because it felt like school, because I was learning so much about everything. Like the merit badges that you do, that you earn, you know, you have to get certain merit badges required for Eagle. I feel like every merit badge is a class. Like there's one on personal fitness, which you would love because you exercise like crazy.
Yeah.
You know, or personal management, how to take care of your money, or family life, how to keep track of chores and how to take care of your family. Or, you know, there's three citizenship merit badges, which is, you know, citizenship in the nation, community, and world, which is basically your history, political science merit badges.
Wow.
So environmental science, your science merit badges. So, you know, the merit badges and the first aid and not just teach, make you a more well-rounded person, in my opinion.
I think it's great. I mean, look, there is an actor named Bear. I think his show is Man vs. Wild. And all of his shows is to show you how you can survive in the wild.
Yeah.
And I think he might actually be a Boy Scout. I'm not 100% certain, but I know he is a martial artist and he has a black belt in something. I'm not sure. But it's great because it's going back to our roots in which, you know, like you said, survival of the fittest. And it shows us a way that you can survive no matter what happens.
And you don't have to rely on electricity.
Yes.
You can rely on taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
And another thing about Scouts, what I like is everybody's welcome. It's for everybody. Now, well, it's not. I know some people try it out and don't like it, but it's like they're not going to discriminate you because you're this or you're that or you have your own problems. Like, everybody can join. Anybody can be a part of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, another thing is, once you're an Eagle, you're always an Eagle. So I got my Eagle 8 years ago, and I'm still considered an Eagle Scout. And I'm going to tell you something. It goes great on that resume because you know why? I got two jobs out of it.
That's great.
I got a job at Rice Epicurean, and I got a job at the Houston Astros. They saw, oh, you're an Eagle Scout. I want to hire you. So you know what? The people that say, I'm an Eagle Scout, it's not going to take you very far, it's a lie because you know what? It will take you far, and you can't get jobs out of it. I mean, the job I have now, I got it because I have experience with radio, mm-hmm. but he also saw as an Eagle Scout, and he liked that a lot.
I think it's great. And speaking of Eagle Scouts, there's quite a bit of astronauts that actually have
tons, including John Glenn.
Yeah, that have their Eagle Scouts. And I remember one time at one of the jobs I work for, I actually met one of the astronauts. I don't remember his name. I can't. But if I knew, if I met him, I'd be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is the guy.
This is the guy.
Go look him up on the internet.
Yeah, yeah. But Yeah, he was an Eagle Scout, and he didn't actually go to the moon. I think he might have gone to the space station to get something. And the one thing that he said is actually seeing the Earth from actually outside is such a beautiful sight, because most of us don't actually see what Earth actually looks like. It's normally in pictures. And it's the same thing with scuba diving. If you go scuba diving, pictures look different to actually doing the actual thing.
Yeah, and guess what, Boy Scouts? You can go scuba diving. You can go swimming. That's another thing, cool thing about Scouts is, you know, there's the swimming merit badge. It's like it teaches you how to take your clothes off in the pool and how to survive in there and keep afloat and everything.
So you learned all that.
I learned just how to survive in the world. You know, through the knots, the first aid, setting up the tent, setting up a fire. You know, when I'm in the pool, how do I survive? When I got a lot of clothes on me, how to take them off and tie them in knots. I mean, yeah, there's just so much you can learn by joining Boy Scouts. And, you know, you can start at 11 and, you know, you have till 18. So you have 7 years to get the Eagle. And I'm tell you something, that's another thing. You can get in a lot of good colleges with Eagle Scouts.
Yeah.
You can get so many good colleges that you put on your resume. You're like, I'm an Eagle Scout. They're like, yeah, this kid's going to be a hard worker and want to get that degree and set goals. Let's bring him to our school. So you can get into Harvard or Yale with that Eagle Scout.
Yeah, I think it's great because the difference between – there's a huge difference between martial arts and as well as Boy Scouts or getting an Eagle Scout. The Eagle Scout is a lot of determination, but it teaches you – more survival skills as well as everyday skills that you can utilize through your life.
And just really, like I said, making you a more well-rounded and smarter person. Because I'm going to tell you, I don't know how many merit badges there are, but there's over 100 on everything. Wow. There's one on space exploration. We can learn about space and how to build a little rocket ship and shoot it up in the air. I mean, any big topic you can think of, there's a merit badge on it. There's one on fire safety, emergency preparedness.
Wow.
I mean, there's first aid, there's camping, environmental science, and there's one on metalwork, how to make little metal stuff.
There's
so many merit badges and so many topics. Any topic you can think of, there's a merit badge on it.
So, you know, like we're saying, if you have a kid or someone's 11 to...
11, you know, really entering fifth grade, you know.
Yeah.
Really the second semester of fifth grade, because Cub Scouts is the thing before.
Yeah, that's what I did.
So you do that first grade until the fall of fifth grade. And then spring of fifth grade is when you enter Boy Scouts. But usually when you're about fifth grade or 11 years old,
mm-hmm,
is when you can enter Scouts. And again, you have till 18. So you could spend 7 years in there in this great organization. Trying to get that Eagle.
Yeah, I think it's great. So, thank you guys for tuning in to
Planet 2.0 Radio.
Yeah, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. We'll see you next time on the radio. This is Darren.
And my name is Zach.
And we'll see you next time.
Planet 2.0 Radio. See you next time.